After Moshe has completed the inauguration of the Mishkan, in the beginning of our parsha, we are told that Moshe instructs Aaron, "Karav el hamizbeach v'asei chatascha v'es olasecha." Now it's your turn, Aaron. Now that the Mishkan is ready to be serviced, it is now the spiritual home of the Jewish people, where Hashem will reside. Aaron, you are now the Kohen Gadol, and now you have the special mitzvah of doing the avoda here on the Yom HaShmini on the eighth day, after the previous 7 days of inauguration led by Moshe. Rashi on this pasuk quotes a very famous comment of the Medrash in the Toras Kohanim that the reason that Moshe had to tell Aaron "Krav el hamizbeach" is because at that point Aaron was hesitating. According to the lashon of the Medrash, "Haya Aaron bosh v'yarei lageshes." Aaron was somewhat embarrassed or ashamed, timid, scared. He didn't want to approach. He didn't want to enter into the Mishkan. Amar lo Moshe. So Moshe told him, "Lama ata bosh? Why are you embarrassed? Why are you feeling shamed or timid or insecure? Lakach nivcharta. This is what you were chosen for." This fascinating and really, I would say, powerful conversation that took place between Moshe and Aaron at this critical stage raises a fascinating question. What is the Medrash, what is Rashi who quotes the Medrash, what are they intimating about Aaron's initial reluctance, about his initial emotional reticence, what is described in the language of the Medrash as bosh v'yarei? He was somewhat embarrassed or timid, insecure, and even fearful of entering in the Mishkan. Is this a good midah, a bad midah, something that is inherently problematic, something that was just not ideal? How are we to look at Aaron's mentality for Moshe encouraged him strongly to enter into the Mishkan? So at the surface, it would seem to me at least that we are criticizing this behavior, and that's why Moshe tells him, come on, get on with it, this is your job. However, in a remarkable, short, but incredibly powerful and remarkable piece, the Sfas Emes takes a more nuanced, sophisticated, and ultimately, I would say, even broader and comprehensive approach to this episode. Sfas Emes starts us off with the assumption that this is Aaron HaKohen we're talking about. Aaron was a tzaddik, he was righteous, he was a shalem, he was a completely refined personality. And therefore, we have to assume, prima facie, at first glance, that his busha that is being described here was in itself a good thing. On the other hand, says Sfas Emes, the opposite is also true, that Hashem has commanded Aaron, and that in itself makes approaching and entering the Mishkan and doing the Avodah the right thing to do. In other words, says Sfas Emes, the koach of the tzivoi will guide Aaron despite his feeling of being inadequate or insecure. In other words, yes, the busha was right in and of itself, says the Sfas Emes, but that was overwhelmed by something that was even more correct. And that is that the tzivoi Hashem, the command of Hashem, overwhelmed the reluctance of Aaron. And in fact, despite the fact that he felt inadequate, the fact that he had the tzivoi, so to speak, on his side, would be what would help him successfully navigate and do his job. What's interesting, actually, is that in a different piece on our parsha, from a later year, the Sfas Emes says a slightly different approach. He says, Lekach nivcharta means that the very feeling of katnus, the feeling that you have of extreme humility or even inadequacy, that itself is the schus that will give you the success. Not that you were chosen to do it even though you're scared, rather because you are scared, that is why you were chosen, because you were timid, because you weren't power hungry, you weren't lusting for the job, you didn't just want to be the Kohen Gadol, but rather your bosh v'yarei lageshes, that your very timidity is your greatest source. It reminds me of a famous story, I don't know if it's a true story or not, but a famous story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he was giving someone smicha, and the person was afraid to accept this honor. He said, I'm scared to paskin, to which Rav Shlomo Zalman supposedly responded, and what, would you prefer I give smicha to someone who isn't scared to paskin? In other words, sometimes the timidity, the bosh, the yarei, is itself a virtue. It's a sign that you understand who you are, you understand the gravity and the importance of the mission, and person who takes a huge and very complicated and very important job with no sense of inadequacy, with no sense of fear, that itself would be a psul, that would be a reyesa, there would be something wrong with that. The very fact that Aaron was bosh v'yarei lageshes, says the Sfas Emes, in itself was a good thing, but yet, Yet, nevertheless, the Lekach Nivcharta, the Tzivoy Hashem, is what had to carry the day. Once the Sfasemes has given this analysis of Aaron, he then uses the final part of the piece to have a broader discussion. And he says that there are examples of shame, of busha, which are negative or unhealthy. And those are ones that come from a more emotional place. However, the other form, the one that is epitomized by Aaron here, was not emotional, but actually quite rational. It was based on an honest and accurate self-assessment and an understanding of the reality. A human, even one as great as Aaron, when he compares himself to the high level of holiness that's demanded by the Mishkan, by serving Hashem, of course a person should feel unequal to the task. What person could feel that they are deserving and worthy of such an incredibly high responsibility? The very fact that Aaron responded right away to Moshe, when Moshe said, no, you have to go, and indeed Aaron listened despite his own reluctancy. The very next pasuk says, "V'yikrav Aaron el hamizbeach." Aaron did it when Moshe told him to do so. So says the Sfas Emes, that shows that this was a good and healthy form of busha. It was based on an accurate self-assessment, an accurate assessment of the importance and the gravity of the mission. But nevertheless, when he realized that this was the mission, this was his destiny, he did it. Sfas Emes concludes by referring to this type of what he calls authentic busha. He calls it busha shel emes, a true authentic sense, a understanding of the reality. Such a busha, says the Sfas Emes, does not lead to any kind of depression or negativity or sadness. On the contrary, it can lead to genuine contentment, since genuine contentment and happiness in life comes from a true and honest appraisal of yourself, a self-awareness, which is a healthy thing. And then he concludes by alluding to a comment of the Tanit Be'Eliyahu, Samachti mitoch yirasi, yirasi mitoch simchasi. Sometimes yira can bring a person to simcha, and that's the kind of yira that comes from a rational and honest self-awareness and self-assessment.